And welcome to another edition of the E-Factor, brought to you by the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development here in Frankfort, Indiana. We are so glad to have you with us on this another edition of the E-Factor. What is the E-Factor? Well, the E-Factor represents the E-tributes of your community: engagement, education, entertainment, encouragement, all those things that we believe that are important for you to be a good, productive citizen here in our community and beyond. So tonight we have a very special, I say tonight because it's pre-recorded and we're speaking on a Sunday night to some great young people in our community representing the Clinton County Youth Program here at Frankfort at the YMCA. And tonight we're going to be talking a little bit about life as a young person and the Clinton County Youth Program. And we wanted to just basically have some free flow discussion. And so if you hear some pausing or silence, it's just because we have some teenagers that may be a little frightened. But I don't think that that's going to be a big issue. So I think we'll have people that will talk. So first of all, folks, I want you on the count of three to welcome our audience from the Clinton County Youth. Just say, no, you can't wave, honey, because this is on the radio, right? All right? So we want to got to have some... Teresa, you got to have a little volume, all right? So they're going to welcome you right now in the radio land and radio world, the Clinton County Youth. Can everybody say hello?
Hello. Hey,
all right. We got a good group here. There were a lot of people waving, so just for everybody to know. So we're not on a webcam, but this is simply radio. So I want to talk a little bit tonight or ask you in your words, what does it mean? What does it mean to you to be growing up in this era, in this time? What's life like
scary as
a young people? Okay, you say scary.
Terrifying.
Why?
Because everything just keeps getting worse as the years go by. Being grown up is scary. Responsibilities, new things, really fast. Yeah, big changes real fast.
The world is changing. It's scary. So let's pinpoint some reasoning or some of the define that a little bit more. Define it some more. What do you mean by scary? What is it causing you fear?
It's unpredictable.
Unpredictable.
People are arguing all the time.
Is that in the adult world?
Yes. Negativity.
Both.
Negativity. What's negativity? What do you mean by negativity? Riley, you said something. What did you just say?
Negativity is essentially just like, most people put it as bad vibes. It's just like not giving off, like being kind. It's not being kind. It's
okay.
It's like putting people down.
Okay. It's the opposite of being kind.
Yeah, it's basically bullying and all that kind of stuff that's really low down.
Okay, you mentioned bullying. Is that an issue facing young people today?
For sure.
Tell me about what. Why is that the case? Why do you think bullying is? And do you think bullying is any different? Has there always been bullying, Taylor?
I think it has a lot to do with upbringing. Like, some kids don't feel like they have the love and support they need, so they kind of have to put this idea in their head that they're better than people to get them throughout the day, maybe. Mm-hmm. And so they just go around and try and put other people down because of how they were raised. And I feel like you should find people that support you, and that would take a lot of negativity out of the world, I feel like.
Okay, so you got a great point. You're saying that it's not necessarily because of maybe they're bullying somebody just because it's something to do, but it's become something that they're lacking in their own life,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, that's like, I feel that strongly.
Okay, so what are some things that people would be lacking in their life that would cause somebody to be a bully or somebody that would want? Teresa?
Loving parents.
Loving parents. Not having parents or parental guidance or adults in your life to guide and direct and kind of set that tone. Would everybody agree with that? Owen?
A relationship with Jesus.
A relationship with Jesus. Yep. So what, and we get some amens over here. So let's explore that a little bit. You know, Teresa's talking about parental guidance. You say a relationship with Jesus. Expand on that.
If you're truly in a relationship with Jesus and you love him and you're following his commandments, then you have to love others. And so the bullying and the negativity that's, you know, that we talk about in the world, that's not from Christ. So if we're truly being Christ-like, then all that stuff fades away.
So we've got probably, I don't know, 15, 20 kids in here. Maybe there's more. I haven't counted, but just got out of the swimming pool. Everybody's kind of wet and kind of soggy, and they're eating pizza. So we got all kind of dynamics going on here in the youth tonight. But how important is the spiritual aspect of your lives? How important is that? How important is that? You just mentioned Jesus. Frankie.
Well, if you think Jesus is on your side, but like you think you followed Jesus' command and you did something wrong, then like other people would like blame you, and that's how you probably would become a bully.
Mm-hmm.
Like in that kind of way.
So you're saying that if you follow Christ and you try to do his commands, you try to do what he wants you to do, you're saying that there may be people out there that would want to bully you for that? Is that what you're saying? Okay. So you're saying that there are people like that maybe make fun of your stands, or maybe because you believe that. Why do you think that's the case? I mean, why do you think Christians are bullied more than non-Christians?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
It's an easy target. People, like, it's easy to just make jokes about, oh, well, she loves Jesus, so obviously she's not cool enough to do that or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Things like that. It's just easy to use it as an excuse.
Okay. All right.
I feel like there's so much negativity in the world right now that some people are having trouble believing in a higher power.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, especially at our age, I feel like some of us have like really struggle with figuring out like, is this what I actually believe? Because there's so much influence around you, and obviously your brain's still developing, so you don't know what's really going on. And I think a lot of, like, talk to people that, like, are adults that you trust and that maybe are followers of God, and you can really, like, they can tell you their opinion, and you can kind of see, oh, maybe that's what's actually going on, and, like, get different perspectives. I think that helps a lot. That helps me a lot. But, yeah, there's a lot of negativity, so sometimes it's hard to really believe in a higher power.
So what do people say? Oh, go ahead, Riley. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's the people bully people based on just that they're different than them.
Okay.
Because they feel insignificant because if you actually have a purpose in life, like, again, it's difficult for someone to just find a higher being to worship and whatnot. But if you somehow have that connection,
mm-hmm.
I feel like people would feel insignificant and they would try and force themselves above you and just belittle you and whatnot.
So you're kind of going back to what Taylor was saying earlier. You're saying because of a lack that someone has in their life and they see a substance in someone else's life, they may feel not necessarily threatened, but feel bad and
insignificant,
jealous, envious.
Yeah.
And so the only way they can lash out or combat that is to make you feel belittled.
Yes.
Right? So do you think belittling is kind of the form of bullying, right? And belittling someone for their belief. I got a question, though, too, as all of you in here represent a Christian organization called the Clinton County Youth Program, and we meet here at the YMCA every Sunday night, and we talk about life, the world, stuff that goes on, but we always try to bring it back to what our faith says about that and what the Bible says about that. But have you ever anybody ever come to you and just say you're using that as a crutch, or you use your religion, or religion is just a fairy tale, or religion is just something that your parents, you've been brainwashed or whatever. You ever had that happen? Anybody ever dealt with that?
Yes.
Yeah. What did you say? You go back to you, Riley.
Well, I just sort of said it was my choice because mm-hmm. they were like, all right, your parents made you grow up in the church. You didn't, like, experience what...
Especially when your dad's a pastor, right?
Yeah, so that contributes a lot. But yeah. I just sort of said it's been my choice. I've been on the praise team, mm-hmm. not forced, of course. And I've just had fun learning about Christ. And mm-hmm. I really don't see any point. And because everybody here has probably willingly grown up in the church or joined the church, so I just really don't see any point in, like, belittling us over that.
Yeah, so, I mean, most of you guys are, I don't know of anybody that had put a gun to your head to come tonight. I mean, you might have some parents that are saying, all right, you're not going to stay around here, you're getting out of here, I don't know. But for most of you, there's a desire to grow your faith, right? What are some ways that you can grow your faith and you can be that light or that significant difference you just mentioned, Riley, in our world, in our culture today, especially in our own community?
I think surrounding yourself with biodiverse perspectives. Like,
okay, that's a very difficult biodiverse perspective. You gotta explain. I'm a really simple guy.
I'm gonna dumb it down, okay?
All right, dumb it down for me. So.
Especially in this youth group, there's different churches, like, contributing to it.
Yeah.
So each church has their own, like, perspective and things that they preach, and, like, everybody has a different point of view on, mm-hmm. like, the Bible or world events or mm-hmm. things like that. And, like, we're all on the same, like, we believe in Jesus, and that's what we all have in common. And I think surrounding yourself with people that have a little bit of a different perspective, but just enough to ultimately believe the same as you, is good. Like, I really have enjoyed being here because I can go to Sarah and ask her about something, and she'll give me a different perspective than Emily. And that's what I think is so amazing, because we all can get something from each other, and we just build off
so,
of that.
So wait a minute. I got to hear this straight. I got to get this straight, because I don't want to be, be funny here, but you're actually saying that we can all get in a room, all of us come from different backgrounds, even different churches, even have a different perspective on things, and we can actually break pizza together and have pizza together.
It's possible. We'll prove that tonight and every other Sunday.
Okay. So the opportunity to come together, recognizing that we may have some differences, but you made a comment about this Jesus. So Jesus is the common denominator that brings us together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how important is it? You know, Owen mentioned Jesus a moment ago in that relationship. And Riley was talking about being on the praise team. You have a desire. You want to follow Christ, right?
Yeah.
So how important is that want to versus being forced to? Why is it so important that you have a desire as young people and as a passion as young people to share Christ? Oh, and then we'll come back down.
I mean, it's everything. If you don't want to have that relationship with Christ, then you're not going to have it. Even if, like, no one can force you to do that. You can, you know, go to church and read your Bible or whatever all you want, but if you don't have that relationship with Jesus, then none of that matters. So I think that it's your personal desire, because God gave us that choice. He gave us the choice of whether or not we wanted to follow Him, and then He pointed us in the right direction of how we're supposed to do that. That if we choose for ourselves not to do that, then we won't achieve the goal at the end to get to heaven. That we won't be with our Creator in the end. So I think that that personal choice that's the whole point of it, you know?
A desire from that is your own choice personally, Riley.
I sort of see it as your faith is a fire. Like, that's commonly the theme. So if you are forced to, your parents' enforcement is sort of like water. If they force you too much into it, it's going to eventually extinguish the flame.
Mm.
If you choose to follow it on your own and feed yourself, it's essentially gasoline. It's going to make the fire grow.
Wow, great.
And extend and reach new heights.
A great analogy. That sounds like it could be a sermon. Maybe you need to give that tip to your dad, okay? Give him some good sermon notes. So, Taylor.
Okay, so I feel like a lot of people always say, like, fake it till you make it, you know?
Yeah.
You can't fake it with Jesus.
No.
You just really can't. He can see straight through you, you know? He created you. So, like, if you're trying to fake something, he's going to know.
Yeah.
And I just feel like if you're truly passionate about something, you live through it. Like, you live out in that way. So, like, if you're passionate about Jesus, you become one of Jesus.
Yeah.
And if you're not, then you can fake it all you want, but deep down, you know, despite whether others know or not. And I just feel like you can't fake it with Jesus. That's
it's real.
Point blank, period.
It's real, period. Regardless, he sees you everywhere, goes everywhere with you. You know, he knows exactly who you are, what you stand for. And you go back to you, Riley, talking about being on the praise team. There's a passion there when you sing, right?
Like, I drum.
Yeah?
Like, okay, I can sing some, but I but it just feels different playing on the praise team, on that stage in front of other believers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I play at my church. I play at this camp I go to over the summer. And it just feels different than playing in, like, a band or playing at school.
Yeah.
It just feels different.
You're playing because there is a purpose behind the gift that you've been given. Do you feel like God's given you that gift?
Yeah.
And so you want to perform for Him?
Yeah.
Right? So do you believe as young people, is there hope for our culture? Yeah. Okay, remember this is radio, so don't be shaking your heads. Is there hope for our culture?
Yes.
There's a lot of people. So yes.
What? And it starts with you. Yes.
So it starts with you as youth. It starts with you as being a part of the culture. You know, I just read a statistic. This was kind of crazy because you guys are, I think, the Z generation. Is that right? I think you are the Z generation. So I was just reading this. Do you know, I want you to get this in your mind. Do you know the group that is most studying your generation right now? And you would think that might be researchers, that it might be even psychologists or psychiatrists that would be studying how your mind works and all of these things. It may even be the Barna, you know, Institute, Tim, Brother Tim, here, part of our group, Mary Kay here, part of our group. You know, you think it may be some adults that's trying to figure out the spirituality or your emotional impact. Do you know the group that is studying you guys the most? No, but no, I'm going to I know that's all right. I'm going to give the answer. I wouldn't expect you to know this answer. It is marketing groups to find out what you buy, to find out what you want.
Well,
it's 2-1. The studies, the surveys that are going out, they're trying to find out exactly how they can get into your wallet, into your pocket. And that, my friends, is basically what the world is so much about. And what I'm hearing here tonight is so different. I'm hearing that you're talking about stuff with substance, things with purpose, things that matter. I mean, Taylor mentioned that Jesus is really genuine. It's a sincere thing in your life. It's much more than just, are you going to buy the Nike? Are you going to buy the Under Armour? Are you going to buy, something else? Yes.
It's like if you're coloring a stocking. Just imagine a stocking, like a coloring page, like a Christmas stocking.
Okay.
It's got to be red, you know?
Yeah.
It's got to be red.
Yeah.
If you're really passionate about making it red, you're going to find that red. But if not, then you might get a red-orange. You might get a violet-red. And that's just not the same. It's not the same. It looks bad. It's not the same. If you really want red, you're going to get red.
Okay, now explain that to me. What you're saying.
If you really love Jesus, you're going to
I get it. So if it's real, if it's really real, it's going to be red.
If you're passionate, yeah, if you're really passionate. Real, yeah. You're going to drive it.
Yeah.
You're going to get what you want.
It's got to be real.
You're going to get red.
Do you think... Okay, do you think your culture is authentic?
No.
Why do you say that?
Because
Because you're supposed to be like the most authentic generation.
I mean, has different personalities that they put on. It's like online, they switch masks. They are online with different masks on. Like,
yeah.
They say different stuff online than they do to their friends. They say different stuff at home than they say online and to their friends.
Wow.
So they just put on different masks to hide their feelings.
So you're saying social media people do things differently behind the computer keypad versus and maybe in a face-to-face conversation. Frankie.
Yeah, because the reason why Christian things isn't authentic is because God didn't make a website that says Christian authentication.
Yeah. So you're saying
we're
that
authenticated or
not. So God is not necessarily working out the World Wide Web. God made the world, right? So he's more interested in a heart to heart relationship, right? Is that what you're saying? Oliver, what do you have to say?
About the social media thing, like, people on social media, you only see people like, oh, we're so happy on vacation here. But in reality, it might be like, why are we even here? And like that.
You only see them at the best.
So you're saying in social media, you're only seeing people at their best. Their mask has got the smile on.
Right.
And not the frown.
Yeah,
or that.
Yeah,
yes, yes.
People are just showing the version of themselves that they want people to see.
Okay. Okay.
So like the mask on social media.
Yeah.
I'm not guilty.
So it's airbrushing your personality.
Yeah.
It's airbrushing.
Everybody, like literally probably everyone in here except for maybe Owen has like a real Instagram account and then a Finsta,
yeah.
Which is like a fake Instagram where you post like your real self. Like
okay.
You post memes, you post funny videos like
videos
of your face drawn with mustaches and bozo on the head.
Okay,
like,
let me ask you.
It's real.
Okay, how many of you have a fake Instagram account? Okay, okay.
By
the way, let me just say, it's all girls that are raising their hands, by the way. None of the guys. I don't even know if the guys. Do you have Instagram accounts? You guys have? Okay. So some do, some don't. What's. Okay. Boys post going fishing with your grandpa. And as a grandpa, I appreciate that. Thank you. That's good. So Owen's going fishing with his grandpa. There's no problem with that. So if social media is. I'll ask this. Is that the forum where your generation is communicating?
It's all stereotypical.
Yeah.
It's all stereotypical.
Okay.
If you're black, you're black.
It's really...
white, and people will judge you on color. People will, like, stereotype you for what you do. And, like, if you play sports, you have to be athletic. If you're a Christian, you have to, like, never cuss or never, like...
Yeah.
Never sin. If you're black, you jump high. That's
yeah. But how different is that than what you know? I go back. You know, Tim and I. I'm a little older than Tim, but that's not much different than what we dealt with when it wasn't social media, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Social media, I think, just you know, compounds everything.
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of this stuff was going on.
Decades.
10 years ago when I was a teenager.
Yeah. 10 years ago. Yeah. I know, you're so young. Now he just really pierced my heart right there. Owen.
I mean, it's not even decades old. I mean, it's
yeah.
centuries. It's millennia.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, Jesus himself was persecuted. I mean,
yeah.
it's not...
What does Solomon say?
Hatred and anything is... That's nothing. Nothing is new.
Yeah.
Nothing new under the sun.
Nothing new under the sun.
Right.
Or the moon.
We blow it up more now.
Yeah.
We
make
better deals out of the same issues.
Yeah, there's more... diversity in how we stereotype people, because back then it was back in Jesus.
We only had one media.
Back
right.
in Jesus' time, according to the Bible, it was all just different races. Now it's like race, sex. It's all these controversial topics nowadays. And
it's because of technology. Technology
yeah.
is the real issue.
Yeah, but yet. The Z generation, in fact, again, just another piece, you guys will consume more digital pieces of equipment than any other generation combined by the year 2025.
I believe that.
Yes.
I mean, can you just think about that?
So sad.
I mean,
Okay. Now we're on the radio, but Riley made a comment. What'd you say?
It all depends on how you use it, you use your forum. Have you spread positivity and Christian-like ideals and all that?
Yeah.
That's fine. But if you spread, as we talked about earlier, these negative vibes and all these bullying and whatnot, it's just not going to make a difference. It's going to make everything worse.
Yeah. Emma, you had your hand up.
I was going to say, a big thing is, yes, the same problems have been going on for forever, but a big thing with, social media is that you don't have to say anything face-to-face. There's a screen in between you guys, so it, people are a lot more brave to say hurtful things and that they normally wouldn't say, face-to-face.
Why do we let that get to us? Why and that's a great comment, but why do we let that, I guess words still matter, right?
Pride.
Aminda, does it?
Pride.
Okay.
I'm a beast because I told that girl that she's ugly. That's not how it should be, but...
I'm glad you edited that for radio, so here we go.
Yeah, I didn't really, I was going to say it, I just didn't want to get made fun of. But, there's so much peer pressure around for you to be cool, hip with the trends, you know?
Hip
with the trends. She's really cool because she just punched that girl in the nose. It's not cool, but everyone makes it cool, and that's...
But your generation, your culture is thriving. Every time I turn around, it's all about being sincere, being genuine. But yet, you're saying the same thing that Tim and I were talking, that Mary Kay, Rodney, Bree, all of us would be saying if we go back 10 years ago, or in my case, a few years ago. But if we go back, I can tell you it's the same battle that we were struggling with then, and yet you're supposed to be the generation that has that you're trying to be as sincere as possible. I'm going to let the birthday go first, and then birthday girl Emily go first.
Well, it just shows that people are trying to be a better version of themselves, but not really able to do that, probably because they just...
They just haven't found God.
Isn't it, come back to what Owen was saying earlier and what Riley's been saying, it's a kind of our own purpose. It's the battle that we have in our own flesh, a little bit, Riley.
Well, I was trying to say, I think most of the good seen on TV and whatnot, part of it is sort of like fake news because they only show the good. They show the good, but they don't show any of the bad around us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a way of spreading positivity or just not telling the truth to the people.
Mm-hmm.
It just, our nation isn't exactly in a good state right now, and.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With all this positive stuff on TV, it just doesn't make anything better if we don't know what to fix.
And yet you turn on, and I mean, it seems like there's as much negativity though when it comes to social media and things that you say. Yes, Oliver.
To build on what Riley said about TV, to some extent only showing the good. I'm currently reading a book called God's Smuggler. It's about a Dutch guy named Brother Andrew. And at one point early in his missionary career, he is in a communist country, and they take him on a tour and they show him this beautiful section of their city. And then when he breaks away and goes and actually looks around, he discovers that it's filled with poverty and all that.
Mm. Have you ever been on vacation to a place and everything is gorgeous and you go off on a side road or something and it's not as pretty? I mean, especially if you go to a vacation destination, maybe Jamaica or somewhere, or you know, someplace and just like you said, Oliver, it looks really cool in one place, but there's other areas that are not so nice, kind of the way our lives are sometimes. Emma.
I think a big thing is that we have to... Yes, spread positivity and stuff, but we also have to be aware that there are bad things out there. Bad things do happen. It's just
be
the
real
way the world goes. But we need to address those, and we need to move on from those and prevent those from happening in the future through being positive.
Be real. Yes.
Building on what Oliver said, it's not just like vacation places or foreign countries. It's like up in Chicago, in Indianapolis, you see these tall buildings and these wealthy people. And then you drive around the city and you go to the untouched places. It's horrible. It's in tatters. There's violence. There's all this poverty and unhealthiness.
So we kind of sweep things on the rug sometimes because it makes us feel better?
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, we got to go. But I want to tell you something. It has been eye-opening. I hope it has been for the folks listening today that, you know, this is the Z generation. This is the youth culture that we have right now. And I am very hopeful because of you. My heart is full of hope. My heart is full of what I believe the future has in store for us is pretty cool and pretty good, because I believe I see it in your eyes. And I see it, I hear it in your voices, and I'm really excited that you're helping us out today on the E Factor. As we always end the program with this, you might just be the encouragement in somebody else's life. You might be the engager in someone else's life. Someone that empowers somebody else. Make sure you go out and do that. Also, you might be the answered prayer in someone's life. Make sure that you just answer God's call when it's that time. Thank you for joining us on the E-Factor.